first minutes, it just seemed, and Eric and I were talking as you guys were walking around the corner, it just seemed like this is what you wanted. I mean, you never really seemed to have much of a desire to leave New England.
Not at all. Not at all.
Be exactly what you would hope for.
I mean, when I signed here as a rookie 6 years ago, going on my seventh year here now, first thing I said is, you know, I want to start and end my career in New England. And that's been the motive all this while. I mean, did I get frustrated at times? Of course. I mean, that's business. That's negotiation. You know, I've never been through negotiation. So, you know, certain things was, you know, pissing us off. And then, you know, we got to go back and forth. And I'm the type of person, I don't like to go back and forth. So, I like, when is it going to be over? You know, so I think both sides, we worked well together. Like I said, at times it was tough, but that's negotiation. That's business. And I think we play so much football, we forget it's a business part to it. So, by far, I never wanted to leave. And my family, I think my kids more happier than I am. Not the fact because, you know, long-term idea is just because now we don't have to move anywhere. So, I'm excited, you know, we all excited, and we definitely got done what we wanted to get done out of the deal. You know, both sides, you know, we both agreed on, you know, the deal, and we've been from the Wilford camp, we're happy, you know, the organization happy, and now it's all about football once again.
You mentioned it was a little frustrating at times, but was there ever a point where you thought it might not happen?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of times, you know, you thought, man, maybe I'm not going to get it done, or maybe this going to happen, or this might can happen. And, you know, it was frustrating. It was very frustrating. But I guess that's negotiation. You know, that's what, you know, we had to go through those things to get to where we wanted to get to. And I think, you know, once we realized that, you know, I said that if I get, you know, franchises, it'd be a slap in the face. Because I really didn't know, you know, what the extension of, you know, the franchise tag was going to entail. But once we realized why they was applying it, you know, it made a little more sense. And, you know, it made it easier for, you know, my family and I to, you know, accept it and continue to make those progress to a long-term deal, and which we've did. So, everything worked out, you know, and they, you know, they we used the tag for a time, and gave us more time, and you know, to have, and you know, put us through this deal.
You talked about that frustration and that there were times that you weren't sure it was going to happen. Can you remember maybe the most recent? Was it the time when the tag was put on, or was it before that? Or
yeah, I think when the tag got put on, it was like you know, probably quick. Few minutes went through my head, like, man, I don't think is this a tag and, you know, trade, or you know, what could it be? But like I said, that one last probably a quick 5 minutes, and we got on the phone right after that, and basically was like, hey, look, we put the tag on because we need some more time to come up with a long term deal. And I think at that point we like, you know, okay, that's fine. And I think we both sent out you know, something to the media saying, you know, the tag is put on for a long-term deal and working towards a long-term deal. And that's what it came out to be. So I think that was the most – I think that at that point, that was probably the only time when I was like, you know what, it's 50-50 if I be here or not. Because, you know, if a trade or whatever, and I really didn't want to get traded. So, and I really didn't want to go anywhere. But it all worked out together, and, you know, like I said, when they placed the tag on and let us know what it was on for, you know, it was fine, you know, because that showed me that, you know, they were very comfortable in negotiating and getting towards a long term deal, and we was comfortable with it too. So it didn't take overnight, you know, it was a process. It took a while for us to, you know, reach a deal, but you know what, we finally reached one, and now, you know, we reach one, we can move on.
But it must be comforting to you at least to know that it did happen relatively quickly compared to, say, you look at a guy like Julius Peppers last year who was tagged, and yeah, he didn't even sign his tender for a long time, mm-hmm, and then, you know, the back and forth, it lasted an entire year. Yeah. Yours got done relatively
quickly. Yeah, it did. And And that's, you know, that was another thing, you know. You know, you look at all these situations with guys getting tagged and, you know, the outcome of it. And, you know, just by him, you know, talking with the organization after, you know, the tag was placed, I think I was pretty confident in getting the deal done with him. And we did, you know, and that was so much pressure released off, you know, especially my wife and my agent. I tried my best not to deal with it, but, you know, I had to. You know, it was a pretty good moment. It still is. So we got exactly what we wanted. We wanted a long-term deal. It's a fair deal. And I, you know what, how can I be upset? You know, so we're very happy to stay in put and stay in New England and for five more years.
A lot of times when guys like you, especially, you know, high profile guys like you, Pro Bowlers, get to the point where you hit that open market, I think the odds are against the original team re-signing that player. What made this different? Did you even get a chance to get out there and hear anything, or were you always just talking to?
We always stayed in contact. It was, you know, every time, you know, a move was being made, you know, they kept us in the loop. We always kept our door open. They kept their door open. And I think we worked hand-in-hand well together. Once it got down to crunch time, and I think everybody wanted the same thing, wanted for me to be here, and I wanted to be here. And that was the big picture. So it made it look easier. You know, once everything was out on the table and like, look, this is, you know, how we're trying to do and this is what we want to do and how do you feel about it? And basically we, you know, it was a yes or no. And a lot of those no's, you know, it worked out becoming yeses. So, like I said, I think it's a fair deal. If it wasn't a fair deal, I wouldn't sign it, you know. And we very happy it's over. Very surprised it was over this quick, but they kept their word. You know, they say, you know, it's going to continue and try hard to get something done sooner rather than later, and it did. Got on the phones, we worked them every day, most of the time throughout the whole day. We worked together and came out with a good deal.
Did you get a chance to talk to any of your boys or anything? Ty or.
Yeah, I mean, I kept in contact with a couple guys and everything, but I think most of them, you know, just reached out to me saying, you know, hey, I hope you still here with it. Everything will work out. But other than that, it was, you know, mainly we was on vacation or we would try to get away. The family would just try to get away and, you know, get in a comfort zone, you know, just get away from everything and, you know, don't pay attention to the media. Everybody had all these experts had the analysis of how it's going to play out. Just get away from all that. And we got away from it. We deal directly with who we needed to deal with, and that was the Patriots. It was the Patriots and us talking, and that's all. That's what it needed to be. And like I said, we got a deal done. And five more years tacked on to me. And like I said, that's a blessing for us because we wanted to be here and we're here. And I like to thank my fans, you know, everybody who supported me through this, through thick and thin. And you know, it was, I know that a lot of people was worried, a lot of Twitters and emails and fan mail and a lot of fans, you know, writing me, just wishing me the best and everything. So I definitely want to thank, you know, everybody, all my fans who supported me, you know, and everything. And I'm a New England Patriot still.
How much did that play into your decision, your desire to want to stay here, the fact that you had all that support?
Oh, man, like I said, from day one, my main goal was to be starting to finish my career here. And I met great people my time here, good people. I met some, you know, great fans. Packed stadium every Sunday. I mean, great chance of winning every year. So all of that stuff came in the fact that you look at it, you know, and, you know, it didn't make it any harder, you know, to want to stay here because who wouldn't want to play in a sold out crowd every Sunday at home, and who don't want to be up under Bill Belichick? Who wouldn't want to be up under my teammates that I have, the friends I have that I made up here, fans and stuff. I mean, it's a lot easier, and that played a part, but I don't think that me or the fans wouldn't like it if I wasn't here, you know what I mean? So I'm glad it's done, and we can move on and start back winning.
You mentioned earlier it's all about football now for you. You have peace of mind. Oh, yeah. You can concentrate on your game and getting in shape for this offseason. Now that the team has done this deal with you so early on in free agency, does that kind of give you some hope that now they can sort of turn to maybe addressing some of the other needs that they need to?
I'm pretty sure they'll handle their business like they always handle. They'll move forward and try to, get guys back and try to sign guys that they think can help this team. Every year they do that, so I'm just glad that the pressure's off of me. anybody that I was holding up, hopefully now they can get to them and move forward with those guys. I know it's a couple guys that that's up with us now. That's still out there. That's deal or however you slice it. There's something need to be done with them, and hopefully they can get something done with them because someone can help us. They definitely can help us. They know what this organization is all about. They know what the team is all about. So they know the system. They know the scheme. So hopefully we can get something done with those guys. So I'm glad the press is off of me.
Did you ever think your nose tackle spot was going to be such a glamour position this year? But three, you get franchised.
Yeah.
Casey got his contract too.
Yeah. I mean, it was a big year for nose tackles. I guess we always up, but for once, put a spotlight on the nose tackle. Instead of taking our double teams out there, I put a little spot on them. So.
Did you have to cut your vacation short to come in there?
No, we actually got back in town late Sunday or early Monday morning, so we didn't have to cut it short and everything. So
you're supposed to extend them when you
sign. No, we'll probably go somewhere else with the kids.
That's good. Well, yeah, we'll let you get to it then.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks.
We'll see you around.
Thank you, man.